Career Confinement: How to Free Yourself, Find Your Guides, and Seize the Fire of Inspired Work by Elizabeth Pearson. Narrated by Elizabeth Pearson. For Delilah and Vivian, you've saved me in more ways than you'll ever know. You are tigers. Stay fearless. For Ryan, thank you for not letting me retreat to the cage and proudly watching me run free. For my clients, you have no idea how I've cherished being a part of your expansion. Words can't express how insanely proud I am of you. Introduction. My intro is there is no intro. You don't have time to read an intro. Chapter 1. Seeing the Cage. Mohini was a beautiful, rare white tiger who was captured and confined in a popular zoo. She was the most popular attraction at the zoo, and people would travel from all over the country to see her. Every person who came to see Mohini had the same reaction: initial awe, followed by heartbreaking despair. This majestic animal was being kept in an old lion house, which was a 12-by-12-foot cage. Each day, Mohini would pace back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. As Mohini drew more and more attention, staff and biologists worked together to create a habitat that would mimic the beauty of her original home. It was several acres with hills, trees, flowers, and a pond. It was everything a tiger could want. When they released Mohini into her new habitat, they realized they were too late. Mohini was so accustomed to her cage that she wouldn't explore. She quickly scurried into a corner and refused to take a single step into the new space. She was blind to the beauty and freedom on the other side of her learned helplessness and fear of the unknown. The staff tried and waited and watched for days, but Mohini stayed in her corner, pacing back and forth, back and forth. Years later, she died in that corner, leaving behind a worn patch of grass 12 feet wide. Mohini, a real tiger, is like so many women today. We've had bars of external conditioning and internal judgment erected around us, one by one, until we have learned to live in our own cage. Some days we pace back and forth with more frantic energy, but we stay in a cage where we think we can survive. Every once in a while, we may see a glimpse of that beautiful habitat that's right there. We glimpse the dream we had as a child. We see something living an incredible life and wonder with jealousy, why can't we have that? Your habitat is for you alone, but you'll never get to experience all the wonderful, fulfilling parts of it until you are brave enough to take a step out of your cage. When women come to me, they're in all different cages: a failing relationship, a self-loathing mindset, a profession that no longer serves their soul, or they've fallen prey to patriarchal external conditioning. They are scared to step out beyond the bars into their full power. I understand. The cage can feel secure and safe. But if you sit still and reach deep into yourself, you'll feel a restlessness. That is your soul begging you to go play in the unlimited abundance that's just on the other side of your fear. It's time for you to see your cage for what it is. You may feel like your bars are very thin and widely spaced. You may feel like your bars are solid walls you can't even see through. No matter where you are in your journey, this book will help you break free and go play in your habitat that's just waiting for you to take your first step into the grass. Stepping out of my cage. What are we going to do with you? I was both relieved and terrified to hear these words come out of my boss's mouth. I was too expensive for the startup skincare company I'd been leading US sales for, and the more grueling travel I did and decks I built, the more unfulfilled I'd become. Monthly flights from SoCal to Halifax, Nova Scotia, or Rhode Island were completely draining me. My anxiety was sky high, and I was starting to feel like a caged animal. At the time, the care of our daughters, Delilah 5 and Vivian 2, was 100% on my and my husband's shoulders, as we had no support system in California. All of our friends and family, aka free babysitters, were in Illinois. Every time I left for a buyer meeting, my heart sank and a wave of panic and anxiety would wash over me. From the moment my car backed out of the driveway to go to the airport until the moment I got my arms around them when I got home. There was one night in particular when I was tucking Delilah in and telling her, while choking back tears, that I would once again be gone on a work trip by the time she woke. She could see the pain in my eyes, the mom guilt taking hold. Then, out of her little 5-year-old mouth, she said, "Why do you have to go if you don't want to go?" I replied, "I have to go because it's my job and I have to make money." Delilah: "But you say that we can do anything we want when we grow up." "Yes, you're right, that's true."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?